Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dread. That is the word that tops the list of Americans' feelings about the 2024 election. That's the number one feeling that comes to mind for Americans when thinking about this upcoming election. There was a new survey out this past week that said of 1,636 U.S. adults, which was conducted between the 14th and the 18th, it offered respondents 7 emotions, 3 positive, 3 negative, 1 neutral, and asked them to select any and all that reflected their attitude towards the 2024 campaign. Dread, the most negative option, topped the list with 41%, followed by exhaustion, 34%, optimism at 25%, depression at 21%, indifference at 17%, excitement at only 15%, and delight at only 5%. In total, a majority of Americans, 56%, chose at least one of the 3 negative feelings, dread, exhaustion, or depression, meaning the majority of Americans now believe that this upcoming election is an election where it's filled with dread, exhaustion, or depression. While less than a third, 32%, picked at least one of the 3 positive feelings, optimism, excitement, or delight. Now, I tell you that because the question is, who's to blame for that sentiment? Well, now we know who's to blame. And guess what? It's not Donald J. Trump. Donald Trump has taken a commanding 10-point lead in a head-to-head battle over Joe Biden in a new liberal Washington Post ABC News poll. This poll coming out after the other one I just told you about those words that you associate the election with, and that means that people are depressed over Joe Biden. President Joe Biden is now struggling to connect with Americans across a variety of critical issues. And Donald Trump enjoys a commanding double-digit 10-point lead over his anticipated rival for the White House in 2024. And this is exactly why Democrats are getting nervous about this poll that was released on Sunday. This Washington Post ABC News poll is the worst ever for Biden because Biden is now lacking engagement with a skeptical public, and dissatisfaction is growing over his handling of the economy as well as immigration, as well as a rising share saying that the U.S. is doing too much to aid Ukraine in its war with Russia, and also broad concerns about his age as he seeks a second term. And this is why Democrats are trying to figure out how the hell do we offload him. Now, overall, Biden's job approval rating is sunk 19 points underwater. That's a number that we've not seen really for a sitting president since guy by the name of Jimmy Carter. He is now 19 points underwater, while his ratings for handling the economy and immigration stand also at career lows. So when they try to tell you that Bidenomics is working, the American people are now saying, we don't believe you. You are full of crap. We think that you are lying. And that's good news, by the way, that the American people are actually smart enough to understand now that Bidenomics is in fact not working. Now, the propagandists on TV, they are all about saying that everything is great, that the economy is great, that everything is perfect with the economy, even though it is not okay. It is not great. And I'm going to play for you a montage of that coming up in a moment because they are absolutely lying to you. Now, the numbers also show Biden trailing his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump, by not just 10 points at the early stage of the election cycle, but it is well beyond the margin of error for the survey. Biden's overall approval rating stands at 37%. I believe that number is accurate. Why? Because I believe there's 37% of this country that are psychotic enough to support a socialist, communist, Democrat, no matter what, no matter how bad things get. I believe that's a very accurate number. Now, this is about where it was in May, but lower than in February when it was at 42%. Now, the ABC, the Washington Post ABC poll finds that 56% of Americans are now disapproving of Biden, a figure also aligning with other recent polls. And the Post revealed in its own report on the results, saying, this is not good for a sitting president of the United States of America. We are seeing major jumps here by Donald Trump while Joe Biden is sinking. Recently, most of the polls have been neck and neck. I'll give you an example. If you look at the poll numbers that we have had in the past, and if you look at them month over month, kind of where they have been, just so you understand, the Wall Street Journal had Joe Biden and Donald Trump 46-46. CNN poll had Donald Trump ahead 47-46, but still in the margin of error. The Quinnipiac poll had Joe Biden at 47 and Donald Trump at 46. Then Fox News had a poll, and that poll, a more conservative poll, had the president at 48%, or excuse me, Donald Trump at 48% and Joe Biden at 46%. This more than a year before the election. Yes, things can change, but this Washington Post ABC poll has come out since the border crisis issue and gas prices have started to spike significantly, and interest rates have now hit a 21-year high on housing. What does that mean? And inflation worries are still strong. The president surged, former President Trump, I should say, to 52%, 42 for Joe Biden. I believe the 42% number is also accurate. I want to be clear for Joe Biden, because I think this guy can be the biggest babbling idiot you've ever seen, no matter what. And there are hardcore lefties that no matter what will absolutely support him no matter what. OK, I want to make that clear. This is a great poll number for the president of the United States of America. I also want to say that. And the reason why is because it tells you that people are starting to wake up. The survey also asked people whether, looking back, approve or disapprove of the way that Trump handled the job of being president. That number was also interesting. The result was 48% saying they approved and 49% saying they disapproved. What does that mean for the president? I believe that number is probably very accurate. The president does not need to relitigate the past election. He needs to talk about what's currently happening in the economy right now. If he goes back to relitigate the past, it will be a disaster for him. I want to make that clear. If the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, is the subject matter and is what we are talking about, there is a very good chance, okay, there's an extremely good chance that Donald Trump will, in fact, win re-election, because re-election will be such a big issue of, are you better off now than you were X number of years ago? That's what matters here. That's the core question. That's the question that has to be asked. That's the question that needs to be asked. That's the question, I would argue, that must be asked. Okay, so that's number one. The second thing about this poll number that also is interesting is this. That 48% that approved of Donald Trump and how he handled things in the past is 10 points better than when he left office in January of 2021. Which again means walking away and getting the other side is actually helping Donald Trump. It's higher than it was through nearly the entirety of his presidency. The Washington Post reporter also pointed out that this number might be one of the highest we've ever seen for Donald Trump since the first few months he was in office. Now, if you walk away from all that, overall, roughly 3 in 4 Americans say the economy is not so good or poor. That's the number. That's the real issue that's driving this poll. 57% rate it negatively. That's also what's pushing this. There are even worse ratings of gas or energy prices. 87% say not so good or poor with that issue, which has recently risen again. And food prices, 91% have a negative rating. All Donald Trump has to do is talk about the economy, and he will win re-election, period. I want to tell you about a company that I really want you to check out. Every day, we hear about another familiar brand that sells out their customers and is going woke. Americans, like me, and you're probably one of them, are sick and tired of having leftist propaganda jammed into every product that we consume. Well, woke mobile companies are no different. The company that you're paying your bill to right now may be giving major donations to Planned Parenthood, for example. And for years, they've been dumping millions into these liberal causes. And we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. Well, I've got news for you. There is. And I want you to make the switch and stand up for a company that stands up for your values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. That means you get the best possible service in your area, period. But guess what you do lose? The leftist propaganda. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. That's because they give a piece of your bill every month to those causes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team that makes switching easy. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. It's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantee when you're on the phone with them. Get the same dependable service and take a stand for your values. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Now, what's interesting about these poll numbers that we're talking about is also the response from the left about them, right? Like, these polls are amazing. But the media and the left have instantly decided that they're going to remind you why you shouldn't be excited about this. And immediately, they started saying, well, Donald Trump could be in jail. Donald Trump could be in prison. Donald Trump could be sitting in a jail cell. Do you really want to take a risk on that guy being the president of the United States of America? This is, I get that, by the way. It's a question they're going to use. They're hoping that this is such a big question for them that at some point you become, I guess you could say, too scared to vote for Trump. That's what they're hoping for here. They're hoping that you just become so afraid that you just won't vote for him. Now, ABC News's Rick Klein was breaking down some of these new poll numbers. And some of these poll numbers, as they described them, were, quote, alarming and staggering bad numbers for Joe Biden. So again, the response is, well, you may like Donald Trump, but Donald Trump's probably going to be in prison. So do you still want to support Donald Trump, right? That's the thing. And they're saying, can we get in the head of voters with that mentality, right? Can that logic, that line of logic, somehow influence people to say, okay, maybe we need to calm down. Maybe we're not that excited about Donald Trump because Donald Trump could be in prison, right? We're trying to put him in prison for the rest of his life. We're trying to put him in prison for what? 300 and something years at this point. I expect there will be more indictments of Donald Trump. I expect them to try to influence the election by having more indictments. I believe that they are going to indict him until Election Day and even after Election Day because they want to make sure that you're so afraid to vote for him, that you're too afraid to vote for him, because if you vote for him, well, he might be in jail. He might be in prison because of these new poll numbers. Listen to ABC News have to grapple with their own poll, Washington Post, ABC News poll, and how they had to break it down on live TV.
Help make sense of this poll and dive into the numbers. And Rick, the economy is clearly at the top of voters' minds.
Yeah, Martha, these numbers are simply staggering for the sitting president. 44% of people in this poll say they are not as well off as they were at the start of the Biden administration 2.5 years ago. Those are the worst numbers that we've seen in our ABC News, Washington Post polling. It's a question we've been asking going back to the Reagan administration. And when you dive into the big questions around the economy, we know President Biden has been out there trying to make the case unemployment is low. He's been talking about how inflation has been easing, but people aren't buying it. You covered some of the reasons why. Gas prices, food prices, grocery prices, and the like. Right now, on the big picture on the economy, 74% of the country, that's about 3/4 of Americans, who say the economy is either not so good or downright poor.
And it's not just the state of the nation or the policies that are giving people pause on President Biden. It seems to be the man himself.
Yeah, Martha, let's talk about age, because we know for sure that the country certainly is. President Biden would be 82 years old on Inauguration Day 2025. That's how old he is. He's not getting any younger. And of course, perceptions around his ability to perform in the job are not getting any better. Right now, 3/4 of Americans, 74%, say that he is too old to effectively serve in a second term. That compares to about 50% who say the same around Donald Trump. And it's not just Republicans or independents who are skeptical over Joe Biden. This is a question we asked. Should Biden be at the top of the ticket? 62% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents said they think that someone else should be the presidential nominee, although the party is deeply split on who that someone else should be. Now, if you're looking for a potential good sign, a positive sign for Democrats in this poll, opposition to the Supreme Court's decision on Roe versus Wade overturning abortion rights at the national level remains very, very strong. 64% opposition. Of course, it was Donald Trump's three Supreme Court justices who authored that opinion and made it possible.
And of course, abortion played a big role in last year's midterms, but most of these numbers paint a bleak picture for President Biden's reelection chances, Rick.
Yeah, and Martha, maybe the most startling number in our poll is this, the hypothetical matchup, a rematch of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. Our poll with the Washington Post pegging this at 51% for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. That is a 9-point edge. Now, that's only a couple of points difference from our last poll in May, but it is significantly different than most recent polls. It is an outlier compared to other polls we've seen recently. Our partners at 538 put together an analysis for us they find an average of recent polls having this more in the 1 or 2 point range, with Joe Biden typically having the edge. But whether you believe that or not, look, there's a good chance that there's people just trying to send a message in the polling right now, given the other frustration we've seen. We know in this poll there's some quirks, some oddities around the number of black voters and Hispanic voters, the younger voters who seem to be supporting Donald Trump. And get this, because it's pretty hard to believe, but we asked people whether Donald Trump should be constitutionally disqualified from running for office. And among people who said yes, 1 in 5, about 18%, say they'd vote for Trump anyway. So that might just be a sending a message that's more anti-Biden than it is pro-Trump. But regardless, the weaknesses that we are seeing for Joe Biden and his approval rating across the board are very real. They are alarming to Democrats, even if no one thinks this is ultimately going to be a 9-point race.
Rick Klein.
I mean, that is the most damning 2 minutes of TV on ABC I have seen ever on this issue with Joe Biden. And I do believe the reason, and the only reason why they're doing this right now, is because they believe that this is a moment for them, right? Where they're like, okay, maybe we can get rid of Joe Biden. But I have to go back to something else I said earlier. The other thing that Democrats are going to do is they're going to say, well, hold on, he's going to go to jail. The media is going to start trumpeting that like you've never heard it before. Oh, well, hold on a second. He's going to go to jail. Do you really want to be in bed with a guy that's going to go to jail? Do you honestly believe that this is a good decision to support a guy that's going to go to jail? That is going to be the mantra. And you're going to start hearing that because they're going to believe that'll bring the poll numbers back down more evenly. And they're going to start doing it, and they've already started doing it a little bit. But that's going to be the full-on next year mentality. You vote for this guy, and you may be voting for a guy that's in jail. You may be voting for an individual that can't even that can be the president from jail. Right? They're going to keep putting that doubt in your mind that this is all a ridiculous exercise with Donald Trump, because ultimately he's going to be in jail. That is their goal. And that's going to be how they're going to try to sell this. Now, I don't care. I want to be clear about this. I do not care. I do not care. Okay? I do not care about any of the lawsuits against him. I do not care about any of the indictments against him. I don't care about any of it because I already know what's behind it and I know why it's happening. And that's why I'll say I don't care. I want him to be on the ballot and I want to have the chance to vote for him. And I'm not going to have that taken away because of these psychos.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. I mentioned a moment ago I was going to deal with the Hunter Biden issue, and I want to do that real quick because I think it's important that you understand what's going to happen this week. We have been told that the Oversight Committee intends to subpoena Hunter, James Biden, and their bank records as early as this coming week. The House Oversight Committee intends to subpoena Hunter Biden and James Biden bank records. The committee planned to subpoena them since it launched its investigation in November of 2022. It did not, however, issue subpoena sooner because the committee insisted on practicing restraint to show quote-unquote good faith. Hunter Biden denied the committee's request for bank documents and communications in February, claiming the demands lacked a quote legitimate legislative and oversight basis to request such relevant information, quote unquote. We give people plenty of time. When do you do subpoenas? If you want to win in court, you have to show good faith effort that you try to get the information. So we're checking some boxes, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said back in March. The good faith period apparently ended when House Speaker Kevin McCarthy launched an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, giving House investigators more legal tools to compel the Bidens to comply with their investigation. The committee spokesperson also said that the committee scheduled a hearing on the impeachment inquiry for Thursday of this coming week, on the 28th. The hearing will focus on constitutional legal questions surrounding the president's involvement in corruption and abuse of public office. Now, recent polling shows that 50% of independent voters believe House Republicans should impeach President Joe Biden. That's of independent voters. 50% say do it. Reuters polling shows a plurality. 41% support an impeachment inquiry. 35% oppose it. 24% say they're quote unquote unsure. Now, 61% of Americans believe Joe Biden. Let me say that again. 61%, more than 6 in 10 Americans believe Joe Biden was involved in his family's business deals with China and Ukraine, according to a recent CNN poll. In fact, only 38% say Joe Biden was not involved, and just 1% say he was involved and did nothing wrong. So you look at these numbers, and these numbers are staggering for the Biden crime family. And if you're in this info, right, that we're now looking at, this intel that we're now talking about is going to be very damning. It's going to be incredibly damning for the president while he's also in all of these other problems. Now, there's also some other points here that have to be brought up, and that is the amount of money we're talking about now. The amount of cash that we have found is more than staggering, especially compared to Senator Menendez. Now, I talked about this, and if you missed this show, go back and listen to the podcast I did on Menendez and what he did. I have no doubt the guy's guilty of what they're saying he did. It's very clear. Democrats are coming out. Hell, I think even AOC said he should resign. Now, there's no reason for him to resign. If you're in this much trouble and you're him, keep your office for as long as you can. Make the cash as long as you can. I get why this scumbag's not backing down. I want to make that clear, okay? But forget Menendez for a second and the hypocrisy of the media. And if you missed that show, go back and listen to it. But there's also another prediction coming out this week. The GOP is now predicting that Biden's organized crime ring received $50 million. That's $30 million more than it's actually been shown so far. Republican lawmakers are now predicting that their investigations in the Biden family could prove that the Biden business racked in more than $50 million. That's $30 million more than the bank records show thus far. Based on the evidence I've seen so far, I think the number is going to be north of $50 million, and we're talking about here is what Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, said on Fox. Throughout the investigation, the House Oversight Committee unveiled several trenches of Biden business bank records. Those show that the Biden businesses received at least $20 million from business schemes in Romania, China, Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. In total, we now know that 9 Biden family members received payments from the family foreign business ventures, including 2 of Joe Biden's grandchildren, for goodness sakes. This will go down as one of the most politically corrupt presidents and families in U.S. history, Mace added. And we've got to show and prove it to the American people. We've got to show them everything that we have, she went on to say. She also, the House Oversight Committee Chairman, James Comer, supported Mace's comments about the $50 million prediction. The question he was asked by Sean Hannity was, do you believe that number is realistic and right? Referring to that $50 million. Comer replied, I do think it's realistic. Wow. We also know that the committee has yet to uncover personal bank records of Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, who also secretly, we found out recently, negotiated a $140 million settlement deal in 2012 between a U.S. company and the Saudi Arabian government due to his relationship with then-Vice President Joe Biden, court documents have now revealed. We haven't gotten into Jim Biden, James Comer said. The subpoena for Jim Biden's personal bank records will be the first crack at Jim Biden. Remember, Jim Biden didn't leave a laptop lying around, so it's not been as easy to track his transactions. Comer also intends to subpoena Hunter and James Biden for personal and business bank records as soon as this week, as I mentioned a moment ago. Comer did not issue subpoenas sooner because the committee insisted, again, on practicing restraint to show good faith. Hunter Biden has denied the committee's request for all of his bank records and communications, and this is going to be a problem. James Comer said, quote, we believe that this is a very organized crime ring. So he's referring to the Biden family as a crime ring now. Because of the way the money was distributed through LLCs and the shell companies and the way the money was dispersed through the various Biden family members. Comer added this. Joe Biden is very involved in this. He knew what the family was doing. Meanwhile, what is the White House and Democrats and their allies in the media doing right now? They're pushing outright disinformation by claiming, quote unquote, there's no evidence to support an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. That's what they say. No evidence of impeachment. No evidence. They say it over and over again. Listen to Benny Thompson talking about this, and listen to MSNBC as they were mentioning this as well.
Gave testimony that may have altered the course of all of this, of every investigation into Donald Trump's role in January 6th. But after she did that on national television, the leaders of the January 6th Select Committee publicly called on witnesses who had either resisted or previously testified in a less than truthful way, especially Republicans, to come forward and testify fully and truthfully. That was then, right? But now, thanks to a brand new excerpt from a new biography about retiring Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney, we're learning about some of the previously unknown inner workings of the Republican caucus in the chaotic days leading up to and after the January 6th insurrection, including how Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell received a text from Romney warning about the dangers of the upcoming rally and the threat of violence and said and did nothing that we know of.
By the way, I love this. You notice that on the day, and this is why I wanted you to hear it, that we're finding out about $50 million going to the Biden crime family. Where do they go back to? January the 6th in a new book on Mitt Romney. Yeah, they're not touching any of this. I can tell you, quote unquote, that Hunter did not share his businesses with his dad. Hunter Biden's lawyer, Abe Lowell, told CNN this week. I can tell you that he did not share money from his businesses with his dad. And as the evidence is out there, his dad, like all good parents, tried to help Hunter when Hunter needed that help. Statement by his lawyer, a newer member of the Hunter Biden defense team, is a dramatic narrative shift in the Biden world, by the way. Joe Biden and the White House and his staff previously claimed he quote unquote never discussed business with Hunter Biden and that he was not in business with his son. Now, Hunter Biden's new lawyer said, I can tell you that Hunter Biden did not share his business with his dad. I can tell you that he did not share money from his businesses with his dad. But he's not saying he's not involved in the businesses anymore. Right now, it's just, well, he's his dad. He's a good parent. He tried to help Hunter when Hunter needed the help. Okay. So when your dad needed help, when the son needed help with business, then you're saying, okay, yeah, he did it. Yeah, he did.
President Biden, how involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved?
No, I wasn't.
Were you?
No.
Do you think Vladimir Putin?
There it is. No, I wasn't there.
By the way, it's hard to. Can you imagine if you had to be like a sign language interpreter for a Biden speech with all that? Can you imagine? That would be really hard. Every time Joe Biden starts slurring his words, he's like. I just think to myself, I can't even imagine how hard it would be if you actually had to deal with that. Like, I cannot imagine what it would be like if you had to translate that. That would be one hell of a job. Don't forget our podcast. We went over this. A lot of you wanted to know, and I made sure we did it right away. The indictment of this Democratic Senator Menendez in New York. And I go into deep detail with it. But if I'm Menendez right now, I'm mad as hell because I did nothing compared to what the president's done. And now they're going to put me in prison for it. Like if I was him, I'd be furious. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.